We have Chief of Police of Two Harbors, Rick Hoganson, with me on the phone at the station here. Rick, I know you've been here several times before, and it's just a pleasure to have you back. Thanks for coming to KTWH.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Katya.
Oh, always good to have you here. So I don't remember the last time we talked, but I know we were anticipating the Festival of Sail for several months before it happened, and you were playing a pretty key role in how are things going to run smoothly. And I know that, I mean, I'll just say, first of all, from the perspective of someone who lives in town, that it was really amazingly smooth. In fact, way smoother than I think most people expected. And so I'll first just ask you for a general impression. Did it go as you expected and hoped? You know, how was it from the perspective of safety, security, and traffic?
From the public safety side of things, which I was, I guess, tasked with, me and several partners within our agency, and then from the outside, from the public safety side of things, it was what I would consider a victory for the public safety side of things. Hundreds and hundreds of hours went into planning for Tall Ships Festival of Sail, Two Harbors. And I think that planning with all of our partners, and a special thanks to Matt Pullman, the Lake County Emergency Manager, for all of his efforts as well. I think it just came together very well. It was a lot of, I don't know if anxiety is the right word, but maybe some nervousness as to how things were going to go. But I think our planning did pay off. All of the signage in and around town that the Two Harbors Public Works Department and Lake County Highway Department put up certainly helped steer people in the right direction, let them know where they could and couldn't park. So public safety, huge victory.
Yeah. Yep. It seemed like it was pretty clear. I think your sort of advice to people, just think of it as a big construction zone and follow the signs, was very apt, because that's what we did, and it seemed to be very smooth. And then I would also add that the parking issue in towns seemed to pretty much be a non-issue. And this kind of leads into my question. Hopefully, if the Festival of Sail returns, first of all, do you think that's viable? Do you think that's possible? Do you think it will be a good thing? And what may be different with that, with parking? I know that the area businesses were pretty disappointed that not more people were actually in town. And I don't know if you in your conversations have delved into that arena yet. But just, I guess, thinking about, you know, what are you thinking about for the future, and how differently it might be done in the actual city of Two Harbors, if so?
Sure. Well, I will start out by saying that hosting the Festival of Sail was certainly a huge educational experience for many of us.
Yep.
So changes are always in store for everything. And we did adapt and we changed as we could during this festival. But looking ahead, and I did bring it to the city council's attention, and I think ultimately, you know, the city administrator, whoever that is at the time, will make a recommendation about the return. I know there is some chatter about it returning in 2025. The ironic part is I think that is when the Highway 61 corridor project through Two Harbors will be tore up. So that might put a damper on things. I do know that a lot of the organizers of the Festival of Sail, as well as some of the crewmates and captains of the vessels, they certainly did really like what Two Harbors had to offer, venue-wise and just our community. So I know there is some excitement wanting to return to Two Harbors, but we'll see what the future holds on that part. And ironically, the parking and the traffic, and I think it's an important piece to share. I've reached out to Minnesota Department of Transportation, curious about traffic volumes myself.
Yeah.
As the traffic wasn't as big an issue as was certainly people were anticipating. I think there was a lot of doom and gloom around.
Right.
You'll never make the harbors. You'll be stuck there for days.
Right.
And that just wasn't the case. But traffic volumes for that weekend were actually up each day, 500 to 800 cars more than a typical summer weekend that they compared to. So traffic was actually up. Fisherman's Picnic up in Grand Marais was busy as ever. So I think that we just had really a different set of people in and around our community. those that were interested in the tall ships and maybe some of those that were here for other tourist reasons just avoided that weekend.
Yes.
Because we all know on Monday, traffic was once again backed up. And I think what I can relate that to, and in some of my conversations, is, as you'll recall, there was no left-hand turns allowed at some of the uncontrolled intersections.
Yes.
Like 9th Street, 8th Street, and 5th Street. We really think that alleviated a lot of the traffic backups, because you get that one car stopped, taking a left-hand turn, and the cars just pile up behind it. So not that that'll ever change in our community, but I think that's why traffic along our main corridor was so good.
Yeah, you know, so, that is really interesting and informative, because I too had wondered, is it just a perception or is there less traffic than usual? And you're saying it actually was a perception. There was different ways of managing the traffic, but there was a decent amount of traffic that weekend.
Actually more. By
and
the,
more. Yeah. So, and yeah, I also wondered, is Fisherman's Picnic empty? But no, you're saying, nope, there was plenty of traffic there. So that really does make me wonder what we can learn from this to maybe make every weekend in the summer more manageable. I hear you saying, you know, I'm not sure people can give up their left turns from the highway, but I don't know. I think if it really makes that big a difference, I don't know. That's all fascinating to me. I mean, how big a difference did it make to have the left turn heading up past Super One for everyone going to the festival to go park in the parking lot up there? I mean, that must have been a huge piece of it too.
Yep. I certainly think that helped. And that was all that signage that, you know, that people put up. And then really, I think the promoter and his team really putting out through emails where people were supposed to go. So this entire Festival of Sail was truly a collaboration, that's truly what it was. From Public Works to the volunteers to the people at KTWH, you know, giving out their updates, just everybody wanting to be involved, everybody wanting to know. And I really can't thank the community enough for putting, you know, some trust into the Two Harbors Police Department, the City of Two Harbors, and all of the partners that we work with. We, from the beginning, wanted to plan for a safe and successful festival for everyone. That is something I said from day one, and that is exactly what happened. So there was a lot of people dreading Festival of Sail, but yeah, it was alive in our community. And now, fortunately, it has set sail. Yes, it's set sail for now, so.
Yeah, I don't think as many people dread it if it comes back. I think actually a lot of people ended up going in the last few days when they realized it was actually a beautiful thing out there and it wasn't so trafficy. And at the end of the day, you know, you could get in quite easily. And I also attribute some of that, Rick, to your leadership and also just personality and personable appeal of, you know, asking people to trust you. I think that's the heart of the issue. And the fact that you were able to sort of lay that down as the heart of the issue was really, really helpful. And maybe this is getting too much into the weeds, but better ways to manage the in-town parking. I mean, it seemed like there could have been more in-town parking to provide more business for the local businesses. But yet, obviously, there's going to be overflow needing to go up away if we ever do it again. And totally fair if you just want to have no comment about that yet, because this it would be far into the future. But I'm just wondering if you see any obvious tweaks that could be made to have provided a better balance between in-town parking and parking uphill.
Well, I will comment on that. I think that's the balance that we tried to take in our planning right away. You know, there was talk about shutting down, like there being no traffic below 4th Avenue for a while. Some people had suggested no traffic below 7th Avenue except local traffic. And we really had to balance it with our business community already, because we knew that there would be an impact, a big impact. But the off-site parking for something, I think, of this magnitude and this size, the numbers we were initially getting was 40,000 people, and then that dropped to 20,000. And then, you know, ultimately, I think it went to 6,000 people. But we have to plan and prepare for the worst. So to accommodate that number of people, the off-site parking, you know, whether you were at the Lake County Arena, the fairgrounds here, the Lake County Fairgrounds, Two Harbors Fairgrounds, the high school, wherever it was, a local private lot, those were all necessary. And I think that's the challenging part. And I think in the future, I think that whether it's law enforcement, emergency management, the public, or the business community, we all learn so much. And if it does come back or another festival of significant size, I think what I've learned, you know, myself is really embrace it, have fun with it.
Yeah.
And really, in talking with at least one local food vendor, you know, they weren't very busy at first, and then they put up signage some key locations, and that really drew people to their trailer, so that really turned their weekend around. So
okay.
I think that's a valuable lesson learned, and I think we have such amazing business owners and employees at these stops that the next time that something like this happens, we will be prepared for it, and we know that hopefully we can do it, and hopefully it goes as smooth.
Yeah.
Time will tell a little bit. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's well said. I think embracing it and being confident, I think, that we can handle it is key, like you said. Spent some time on this, Rick, but I have just a couple more questions related to questions that some listeners have dived in with. I'm wondering if there's been an approximate reckoning of the costs, and how does the actual cost compare with what was projected? Are there possible significant savings from this if this was going to happen again in 2025 or in the future? Just, you know, a general question as to the cost, because that was clearly something that was significant pre-Festival of Sail.
It was, and we continue to get invoices that come in. I don't know the actual numbers. That's something that the finance director I could get from maybe for another time.
Okay.
But I do know there was a significant cost. But I will tell you that the number of outside officers that were brought in was the right number. You know, you have to take care of these people. Anytime we go and help somebody, you know, they take such good care of us. And
right.
A lot of people thought that, you know, well, you're a law enforcement officer and you can direct traffic. Yep, we can, but we can't do that for 8, 10, 12 hours a day. We have to, you know, we're just people as well. So we have to get breaks. We have to be able to move, and we have to remain, I guess, vigilant in our duties. We have to be alert and aware. So to have the number that we did, which a lot of people commented on, but I think the majority were super thankful for, and I cannot express my gratitude enough to our local law enforcement agencies that answered our call for mutual aid. I think it was just fantastic. But there are ways that we've identified. I think it's just allocating resources from different places that may save the city of Two Harbors, you know, some dollars in the future if this or a similar event comes. The education piece is where that comes from.
Yeah.
Where can we draw them? So, yep, there's some changes, but I don't have final numbers. I do know that it is a significant cost. And I think that is the balancing act along with construction of does it get to, you know, come back? Because I have heard from at least one local business that we didn't win, we didn't lose, we just really serve different people than we typically do. So yeah, it's all very interesting. And, you know, I really think that's for a lot of folks to sit down and look at, and for them to offer their opinion on how it was for them. You know, how did it affect their business? How did it affect them personally? So
yeah, I like to think that, you know, in debriefing it and also in anticipating any more large festivals, like you say, there will be that everyone will feel free and also be engaged and empowered to chime in with what they feel is important and how their perspective could be useful to the bigger picture. And here's just a slightly off topic, but sort of to on topic question, Rick, to finish the interview with, how does your work and the work of your team differ I'll just call it the tourist season and the off tourist season? Are the type of incidents different? Are there more or less in one season or another? Just sort of a curiosity question about seasonal changes for your work.
Certainly there are seasonal changes that happen, but I will tell you that we try to be as proactive as we can. But even our community, we are, I would say, very busy all of the time. There's not a day that our officers don't have something to do, whether it's reactive because somebody called and has a complaint or was a victim of a crime, or something that we want to do proactively. So I think throughout the year we are busy. I think the interesting part is, and a lot of people, I think, you know, don't look at it this way, but some do, is that in the, you know, starting when our campground opens and really that tourist season kicks off, the summer,
yeah,
you know, our campground is people. Those people are really residents of our community at that point in time. So our population increases.
Right.
And at the number of people visiting, you know, Gooseberry keeps the best track of numbers, you know, is just staggering. There was numbers at the Breakwall, the number of people that visited on a summer. And it's just staggering, the numbers. And really, we serve all of those people when they are in our community. So for a police department of nine, you know, that surge really changes the way that we do things and what we're able to do. But I don't think that anybody here would change, you know, what they do. I think it's just a great community to work in and a great community to serve. So, yeah, we do get busier. But here's the other part that I think that is really has me wondering. The North Shore, whether it's Two Harbors, Weaver Bay, Silver Bay, Tofty, Lutzen, all of those, you know, Grand Marais, the North Shore of Lake Superior is really becoming a destination, you know, much like a lot of places in Florida were years ago. And that is really going to change the makeup of this area and our communities and how our, you know, how the cities and local government and, you know, county government, I think there'll have to be some real looking at all of that and, you know, and what changes are necessary for us to be able to do these types of things, because we do have limited staff, whether it's in the police department or public works or wherever, to be able to pull off a lot of these things. So staffing is critical to all of this. And I can say again, for Tall Ships, our entire community, whoever you were, and then the city employees, county employees, state employees that help, federal employees, it was all hands on deck. And I couldn't be happier or prouder of our community. I think that this is something that the city of Two Harbors and everyone who lives, visits, and works here can be proud of.
Yeah, the way you speak makes me wonder if it was a little bit of a taste of the future. I mean, that this is the kind of thing that is going to be the kind of way we work together in the future, with the potential for, you know, just large numbers, swelling of our population, as you put it. Not necessarily, you know, tourists per se, but just people who live here for a time, whether it's, we just heard another thing this morning about a resort being built for people to stay here up to 30 days at a time. So, yeah, like you say, it's all a change in, and just really taking a good look at that and adapting and preparing and embracing, like you say, seems to be the way to go. Thank you so much, Rick. This has been really interesting and informative. I hope you can come again and talk to us soon.
I will do that. You have a great day and a great weekend.
Okay, you too. You too. You take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That was Chief of Police Rick Hoganson from the Two Harbors Chief of Police Department.